So, let's begin with the Rash, and then we'll move back to the Ramban, and then we'll see the Tosfos Riyazakin and how he fits into the spectrum of Rishonim, again, trying to be as meduyak as possible here. So the Rash substantively presented a major contrast with Rashi and with the Rashba and the Ran Aiden in what major way? What was, again, we'll get into the Pirtei Pratim in just a moment, but the Rash's major contribution to the Sugya of Nesina Ve'amira was what? What was the Rush's, who was on top of it? What was the Rush's major idea? The Rush had one singular idea, Eitan Barinholtz.
It's all about the Nesina.
It's all about the Nesina. Exactly right. That's the Ikar Kinyan, Ki Ika Chishisha. And the Amira evidently is nothing more, Eitan, than a... So Giloy Milsa be Alma, and that's why the Rush as Asukin Ba'osa Inyan is certainly going to be sufficient. And the Rush Lashitasa will tell you that if she says something, that's lo morid, that's not going to be mazik in any way, that's not going to take away, because what we really care about is that he should effectuate the Kinyan. And what that means is Kiikach. And if they were Asukin Ba'osa Inyan, so that we don't have to worry about the possibility of a Mekach Tos, so then, as the Rosh says, very dramatically, he could give it b'shtika, and it makes no difference whatsoever. The Amira is for the Rosh, not fundamental. And Eitan, so that leads to two very important points that the Rosh makes in terms of his presentation of the Gemara on Hey Omid Beis. One of them, right, is really shocking. The Rosh presents the Braisa. He presents the Braisa as if what is Eitan Barinholtz were sticking with you until proven otherwise. So what case does he interject into the Braisa? Excellent, as if it was written there. And that is directly against the Shita of the Balei HaTosfos, who say this is a separate shir, it's too complicated because of the Sugya on Daf Zayin. It's not as if the Rosh isn't aware of that Sugya. It's clear from the Hemshech that he's quite aware of that Sugya, but he sees that as a footnote. Nas Nahi V'Amar Hu, he skips straight, right, to the... Yes, the excellent. So the Rosh is very, dismissive, but he minimizes the significance of the case of Adam Chashuv. And he hanosenes, that's why the Rosh, because, Eitan, I like the way that you put it, Nesina really is... You know, the Ikar, it's by far the most important thing, Lashitas HaRash. So how does that impact his reading of the Gemara in one other way? Because Nesina is so... Right, he just blows past the Lishna Kama, Shalom Kedarko. This isn't the Rif, who's excising by definition. The Rosh is always paying very careful attention to what's said, and then he comments on it. So for the Rosh to completely move past the Lishna Kama and straight into Lishna Basra is a siman muvhak that the Rosh's general mahalich in the sugya, Zakiika Chishisha, is reflective of the primacy of Nesina, with Amira playing a secondary, you might even say a tertiary kind of a role in terms of precluding any chashash for a mekach tos. So the question that we were left with is that the more one privileges Nesina, and the Rosh certainly does. So what continues, and Ezra certainly did justice to this on Erev Shabbos, but David, what sort of continues to bother us, which maybe is addressed by a Rishon that you saw today?
Why doesn't the Gemara talk about the case? It doesn't talk about Nasana.
Well, again, for the Rosh, there's kind of an explanation that, it's like it's a Milsa de Pshita, but what part of the Gemara in the Lishna Basra is a little hard to figure out for the Rosh. What's a little hard to figure out? What's a little hard? Why is it a Safek? Or say it stronger? Say it more precisely? Tzvi?
Why is it Safek Derabanan?
Good, right. I mean, you should at least be Choshesh on the Del Raisa level, at the very least. And you're right, Nachi, to say, why is it a Safek at all? So we'll return to that point shortly. Okay. The Ramban had an elaborate series of questions, which really all pointed in one direction, but we'll pick up with a little bit more on Wednesday. But let's review the basic svara of the Ramban. So, Avishai in the Gemara Bava Metzia Daf Mem Zayin, we have machlokas between Rav and Levi, and what score? What's in dispute? Avi, what's in dispute?
It's like whether you do chali thin with the person who's the mechana or the kohen.
Okay, good. So the mechanics of kinyan chali thin. So we paskin like Rav, as we saw in the Rambam Hilchos Mechira and Perakei, right? Bekelev shel kona against Levi, who says bekelev shel makna. And what are the respective svaros for Rav and Levi? What do we know about Shitas Rav? Rav says kelev shel kona. Why? The Kona likes that because he assumes that that reflects a more extensive Gemiras Das on the part of the Makna. Now, what about Shitas Levi? Why does Levi say Caleb Shal Makna?
I remember that one of them is that feels like this is going into your Shitas.
Okay, so right. So that's sort of a symbolic approach. The Gemara goes through different possibilities. Obviously, that was good, but what is... What do we settle on, Eitan? Yeah, very good. Hana is makna, right? That the kinnin is effectuated by the hana that a person gets when somebody accepts something from them. Okay, so the Ramban's first kasha was Tmihani Lelevi. Tmihani Lelevi. He says, I don't understand something according to Levi, because if Levi thinks that Kalev Shel Makna is really what's required because hana is makna is what effectuates the kinnin, so then we have a conflict of sorts between the Gemara Kiddushin Dev Zion and the rest of Shas. In what sense? We never established for Hanas Makna to effectuate a Kinyan that Hana'a is only extant, David, in the case of? Adam Chashev. So David, in a word, what's the answer that the Ramban gives? Ah. Kiddushin is different because Kiddushin is different. You need a kinyan chashav, and in particular, we need a hana'ah shaveh pruta. We need to be certain that the hana'ah is actually worth a shaveh pruta. And the only way to make certain of that, right, Avishai, is if we're dealing with an adam chashav. Okay, so that's point number one in the Ramban. He says when it comes to kinyan chalipin, we didn't want to get into the business of figuring out who's an adam chashav and who's not. So the rabbis who run the economy... Hefker based in Hefker, right? Right, Nachi. So, you know, again, they can do this. They can say everybody's an Adam Chashav. And then the Ramban turns around and he says something which is like spellbinding for Rav, but you realize that it's really just the Ramban Lashitaso. So what question does he ask for Rav? Shimon, what question does he ask for Rav? He says, and I have a, you know, what's good for the goose is good for the gander, equal time, so I have a problem with Rav, namely... If Rav says we use Kalev Shel Kona because the Kona prefers it, because it's clearer Gemiras Das, if you have an Adam Chashuv, why shouldn't you be able to use Kalev Shel Makna? Because the Makna will be thrilled that the Adam Chashuv receives it from him. Right? So, Eitan Buk, what's the Ramban's answer? Okay, what's the Ramban's answer? Who has the Ramban's answer? Katie? Yaakov? Nachi? What does Ramban say? It's a good question. What does Ramban say? He says, Rav will always require Kalev Shel Kona, because the problem with Hanas Makna is that Hanas Makna in a word is excellent, David, beautiful, is damim, right? And when it comes to a kinyan chalipin, we know that a kinyan chalipin has to be effective bein bibakarakai bein metaltali, and kesef is only kona karko. So when it comes to metaltalin, what do we know? Right, that even if you say like Rav Yochanan Dvar Torah Mos Konos, we have to be choshesh midrabanan shaminitzur fuchitecha be'aliyah, and the rabbis weren't going to allow something to be used for chalipin that effectively works for karka but doesn't work for metaltalin. So the Ramban takes this idea incredibly seriously that hanas makna is v'toras damim. So the real, the Ramban doesn't connect the dots for you, but if you're just, you know, sentient and reading the Ramban, so what emerges? There's one real point in the Ramban. Namely, Hana is damim. It is money. It is a version of kesef. Hana's makne. And now we understand which day in Tosfos. We said, I don't understand. Tosfos says the whole kashya of Kininagav, right, is really based on the idea that what's good for the isha works for the sada. And then you have a problem of a Kininagav, because you can't have nechasim she'en lamachrayus effectuating kinid for yechasim she'esh lamachrayus. We said, I don't understand. Then Tosfos and Daf Gimel already tell me that that's not what we mean by kicha kicha mistei ephron, that only works for kinyan kesef. This is a totally different kind of kinyan. It's a kinyan agav. So, Nachi, obviously, what's the answer? What would the Ramban tell you about that? The Ramban would tell you that in this case, right, hanas makna is absolutely a version of kesef. And as far as we're concerned, why do we care so much about that? This allows us to reconceptualize the case in Daf Zayin as Nasan who? Not Nasnahi. Yeah, of course. Right, she's saying Hilach Manazeh, but in the broader sense, if you really want to know what's going on here, it's a Kenyan Kesef that he makes to her. Kikach Ish Isha. So it's not a rule breaker. Okay, that was the Pesher Devarav Shel HaRamban. Okay, so now with Rashi, with the Rajba, with the Ran, with the Rush, with the Ramban on the ledger, you can appreciate Tosfos Riyazakin much more. Okay, so who saw Tosfos Riyazakin? Who saw it inside? Okay, Tzvi. So which Rishon did the Tosfos Riyazakin remind you of the most and why, of the Rishonim that I just mentioned?
Probably the Rush.
I feel very similarly. What made you feel that way?
Amir is only
Gilim Milsa. Right. So you have the Asukin Bo. So Indian factor, you have her Dibor is not Morid.
Right.
Okay, Yaakov wants to give a rejoinder.
Because he says it's bad, I know good if she's the one giving it.
Okay, very good. So he certainly says, right, Nasnahi is Aina Mikudeshes. He puts, you know, Adam Chashuv into a similar kind of box, the Rush. You're all, it's saying very important things. But to, you know, one of the great, methodologically speaking, one of the great deficiencies that we have in the world of Lamdas is people see, you know, like the basic Chakira that we're developing, that is Amira Me'etzem Akinyan, is Amira Giloy Milsa. So people, when they're satisfied once they find both Shitas. So they have Rashi and the Ran and the Rajba on one side, and they'll put the Rush on the other side, and they don't look for nuances anymore. So that is lazy, and that also is unsatisfying, because you know a lot of the joy is in finding the nuances. So it's totally true, Tzvi, that the Riyazakein, you know, could probably align himself best with the Rush and the Sugya. But there are at least two contributions that the Riyazakein makes, in my opinion, that transcend something the Rush says. Did you have any thoughts on that? We'll read it inside, but I just wanted to front load it. Surely, when you read the Riyazakin, you didn't say this is exactly like the Rush.
I didn't think it was exactly.
No, you didn't.
Some lines were like.
We wouldn't suspect.
Right.
An Adam Kasher of that. Sariel Roplat, though, I think noticed a few things. Safik Dirabanan. Hold on, wait a second. He says Safik Dirabanan?
Maybe that's what. At least here.
Okay, so Kevin Shigit Shuvin Echozer Magid, but I don't think you stopped talking yet, Sariel. So, do you want to revise your position?
So what I was trying to point out is that he says the same thing about Nasan Hu versus Amrahida. It's Domet, Lakika.
Right, there's modeling, there's scaffolding like Rashi. There's
but
no
question. Asking that it is Mikudesh to be something, shouldn't it be.
Right. You're absolutely right to point out he scaffolds things like Rashi, but you just like. I'm just teasing out something in the middle of everything you just said that seems like critically important.
I would guess maybe that it's not a subject of Abundance.
Well, what would make you guess that?
I'm not sure.
You're Masupak about the Suffolk. Okay. Did anybody else make this observation? What does the Tosfos Rei HaZakeh never say? In other words, exactly what we thought for the Rush, but the Rush didn't come outright and say it. The Rei HaZakeh makes it clear that the Safek is on a Daraisa level. Right? He's in the Lishna Basra the same way the Rush is, but he projects the Safek as a Safek Daraisa. Okay, sorry, all that was good, number one. Number two, what else does the Tosfos Rei HaZakeh do? And he says it twice. It's easy enough to miss the first time, but the second time he says it, you realize, wait a second. He's like really trying to make a point about this. What does he say not once but twice? Avi? Yaakov, did you have it? No? Okay, so that obviously is a very important line when he talks about his role in the Kenyan, but there's conceptual terminology. Katie? Ah. So twice the Rei HaZakeh says that kikach ish isha is kiderach kol lokeach. Remember when we set up the chakira, we said the more that you're going to say the amira is me'etzem akinyan, the more this is a specialized din in kiddushin with an application, or maybe what would the precedent be? The precedent would be, where do we see that amira is like me'etzem akinyan? In what world? Hekdesh, right? And the Rei HaZakeh says, no, this is like Mekach u'Memkar. It's like any nosein in Lokeach, okay? He says it twice. He's trying to make a point. What role does the Amira have? The same role that Amira should have in general in Choshen Mishpat. That we're not going to have it. Mekach Chos. Okay, who's going to put it onto the record? We need to enter into the record today. Just the way that we need to pay Shir. Who's got... Okay, KD, go ahead. He says both concerns, right? In other words, she acquiring him, and Yakia Chasatzmo here really means that, right, she would acquire herself to him. That was Sariel's excellent Hayara. That's a quoting from Rashi. Mishum Hachi. Oh, not a suffix to Rabbanan. So again, why is it a suffix? It's fascinating. The Tosfos Rei HaZakeh is so meduyak. He says the reason that it's a suffix is not so much because he didn't do the Amira, but that she's encroaching on his role as the Lokeach. Right? There's a nuance there, but his formulation is very strong. Ha'wil v'hut tzarech ledaber im hi dibra mashemuta alav shehu ha'lokeach. And what makes him the Lokeach? The Nesina alone makes him the Lokeach. So if she starts talking, that could create a suffix. But if he establishes himself as Lokeach with a capital Lamed, you know, in all senses, by doing the Nesina, by leaving no doubt about it, by doing the Amira also, so then the fact that she'll say anything, you know, smach nishtois, matters not. Okay, go ahead, KD.
Having
Bibior, comma. It's nothing. This isn't just the Rosh in terms of like Ikar Milsa's Nesina. Nesina's everything. Kederach Kol Okeach. Okay? We don't even need to talk about it. Okay, so he projects that onto the riff of the Rambam. I think his story is much more complicated for them. Fine, but we'll have time to interrogate that proposition. And this is v'chein nira. B'askav to the Rav Papa the Ekeresha ve'osvei ha'seifa. You could have, but it doesn't. Now again, slow down for this part. Dichsiv. Oh. So Tosfos Riyazakin says, "Ki kach ishisha." It's a lashon of kinyan, lishna daraisa, kinyan. Bechol haTorah kula. What we require is the lokeach to give kesef. Not the mocher, not the makne. So the Tosfos Riyazakin, this fits in squarely with kinyanim bechol haTorah kula. So the Amira is only necessary as a Gilui Milsa, that we should understand that this isn't Lamalacha, as the Gemara would say. This is for purposes of Kiddushin. When she speaks and he doesn't say anything, the reason that that's a problem is that can undermine Misafik. Again, Misafik, but it undermines our sense of him as the Lokeach. Excellent. But if he does everything to demonstrate his standing as Lokeach, he gives the kesef, he does the amira, he does everything which is muta alav, so then her talking, it's like you could hit mute on it. It's a halachic mute button. We don't care. Okay? Because he is the lokeach. However, there is a subtlety here, which is Adam Chashuv, right? What's he going to do with that? So the Riyazakin sets us up beautifully for what we're going to find in the Hemshech. So let's take a look at this last line. Right, so that's why it absolutely has to be clear in a standard case where he's obviously going to be the Nosein, and the Amira would reflect that. However, he totally repackages the din of Adam Chashuv to be a different case entirely. Avalim Amar. Wow. Right? So what he won't say, he won't even bring himself to say which words. It's such an amazing rendering of the Gemara and Daf Zayin. What's that? He will not say which two words. Who said that? Excellent, Eitan. He doesn't even want to portray that as a case of Nasnahi. This is a more extreme formulation than the Rosh. He won't say, oh, well, there's one case of Nasnahi that works, Adam Chashuv. That's not a case of Nasnahi. Al pi halacha, that's not a case of Nasnahi. One more time, just put that, KD, put that line into the record one more time. He can't bring himself to say it. Because Nasnahi is anathema. What are you talking about, Nasnahi mikudet? Kederach halokeach. These nuances really matter. He's trying to explain that, you know, in reality, she can give him something, but in halachic reality, she gave him nothing. In halachic reality, it's basically a case of nasanhu. So again, just to summarize and distill, of course, Tzvi, you're absolutely right, that the Tosfos Riyazaken has a lot to do with the Rush. But it's beyond that. Because first of all, Nasan Huva Amrahi, it sounds like we should be Misupak on the Daraisa level. He drops the Darabanan. Number one. Number two, maybe I should have started with this, it's that it's Kederach Kolokech. Don't tell me about Hekdesh. Don't tell me about Amira Legavoa being the Kenyan. This is in the Sina. There's a Kona and there's a Makna. He's Kona Osa, she's Makna herself in the context of his Kenyan. And of course he has to give the Kesef. Nasnahi is an absurdity. And what are you going to say about the case of Daf Zayin? That's not a case of Nasnahi. Why? Again, as he puts it, because he's the one. Aval, Imamar, Hariyad Mikudeshli Ben Ash, Yeshlach, Shani Akabil Kesef Zeh, B'matana Zom Mimeich, he's giving her the Na, Mikudesh Im Hu Adam Chashav. He won't bring himself to say it. Nasnahi Vadayin Mikudesh. There are no exceptions. Daf Zayin isn't even an exception, because I don't consider that to be a case of Nasnahi. But you'll say, but she gave it to him, right? I don't care. You're looking at it, you know, through the wrong lens, through a halachic microscope. So again, this is sort of what we try to derive from the Ramban. But the Riyah Zaken makes it even clearer. So what we see are like elements of different approaches. But in the end of the day, what we have is, you know, a very important shita to put onto our spectrum. So Ad Kan, Divrei Tosfos Riyah Zaken. What we'll do is we'll pick it up with the Ran and the Ramban and the Ran. The Riff and the Ramban and the Ran, Chachmei Sfarad, next time. Okay.